Compassionate Care for Medication Dependence and Recovery at drleeds.com. Understanding the difference between dependence and addiction. Physical dependence and addiction are fundamentally different conditions that require distinct treatment approaches. Many healthcare providers unfortunately confuse these concepts, leading to inappropriate care for patients with prescribed medication dependence. This confusion has caused tremendous harm, particularly to those taking benzodiazepines and psychiatric medications as prescribed. Patients experiencing withdrawal symptoms after stopping medications are often misdiagnosed with relapse or anxiety disorders due to failure to recognize physical dependence. The pathway to healing differs fundamentally between substance addiction and prescribed medication dependence. Treatment for medication dependence focuses on careful tapering and physiological support rather than behavioral interventions targeting addictive patterns. A person taking medication exactly as prescribed who develops physical dependence has not abused their medication or developed an addiction. Creating a shame-free therapeutic environment validates the patient's experience of prescribed medication dependence as a medical condition requiring skilled care. Patient-directed care, the foundation of our approach. The patient, not the physician, is the ultimate authority on the pace and process of medication tapering. Withdrawal schedules serve only as general guides, never as rigid protocols, with all tapering decisions ultimately controlled by the patient. Furthermore, each person's nervous system responds uniquely to medication changes, making standardized tapering schedules inherently problematic. The patient's real-time experience provides the most valuable data for guiding safe tapering, more than any protocol or algorithm. Traditional medical hierarchies that position the doctor as the authority and the patient as a passive recipient of care are particularly dangerous in deprescribing contexts. Since patients bear the consequences of withdrawal symptoms and neurological injury, they must retain full decision-making power over the process. Tapering too quickly causes significantly more suffering and long-term complications than tapering more slowly than necessary. When in doubt, we err on the side of slower, more gradual reductions chosen by the patient rather than faster tapers preferred by healthcare systems. Concierge telemedicine, creating a safe therapeutic space. Telemedicine represents not merely a convenient alternative to in-person care but a fundamentally different therapeutic model that enhances patient autonomy. For patients with medication dependence and withdrawal, the home environment often provides more accurate clinical information than the artificial context of a medical office. Additionally, virtual connections in the patient's chosen environment help equalize the relationship, empowering patients to communicate more openly. For patients experiencing withdrawal symptoms, sensory sensitivities, or mobility challenges, traveling to medical appointments can trigger flares and exacerbate symptoms. Geographic barriers often prevent patients from accessing physicians with specialized expertise in areas like benzodiazepine tapering or complex medication management. Our telemedicine approach transcends these limitations, connecting patients with appropriate specialized care regardless of their location. Real-time observation of medication management, symptom tracking, and daily functioning provides more accurate clinical information than retrospective reporting in traditional appointments. This approach allows for more precise and effective guidance throughout the treatment process. Specialized medication management approaches. Many medications that cause dependence were prescribed without adequate informed consent or tapering plans. The safest approach to stopping dependent medications is usually the slowest and most gradual. In addition, standard tapering schedules often fail to account for individual variations in sensitivity and adaptation. Microtapering, liquid titration, and hyperbolic tapering methods provide precisely controlled, minimally symptomatic dose reductions. Cross-tapering between medications requires specialized knowledge and careful implementation. We provide evidence-based protocols for transitioning between benzodiazepines, from short to long-acting medications, and for managing complex polypharmacy. Moreover, comprehensive assessment of all medications, supplements, and substances helps identify potential interactions and complications. This thorough approach ensures the safest possible tapering experience for each patient. Rethinking conventional psychiatric treatment. The current paradigm of excessive reliance on psychiatric medications often creates more problems than it solves. Many psychiatric medications carry significant risks that are often minimized or not disclosed to patients. Additionally, the casual prescribing of benzodiazepines, Z-drugs, antidepressants, and antipsychotics for transient symptoms represents a harmful medicalization of ordinary human experiences. Current prescribing practices often fail to adequately consider the long-term consequences of medication dependence. The pharmaceutical industry has incentivized overprescribing through marketing practices that downplay risks and exaggerate benefits. Consequently, many patients are unaware they have developed physical dependence until they attempt to stop and experience withdrawal symptoms. We take a cautious, conservative approach to psychiatric medication prescribing, exploring non-pharmacological options first. When medications are indicated, we provide truly informed consent that includes comprehensive education about potential effects and discontinuation challenges. Risks of conventional treatment settings. Conventional treatment facilities, including rehabs, detox centers, and psychiatric units, often cause profound harm to benzodiazepine-dependent patients. The application of rapid detoxification protocols designed for substances like alcohol or opioids to benzodiazepine-dependent patients can cause severe neurological injury. Many detox and rehabilitation facilities lack specialized knowledge about benzodiazepine withdrawal, mistakenly treating all substance dependencies through similar paradigms. Psychiatric hospitalization for benzodiazepine withdrawal symptoms often leads to misdiagnosis and inappropriate treatment. The conflation of withdrawal symptoms with primary psychiatric conditions in conventional settings leads to inappropriate additional prescribing rather than appropriate tapering support. Group therapy and confrontational approaches common in addiction treatment settings are often inappropriate and harmful for patients with prescribed medication dependence. As a result, many patients report experiencing profound trauma within conventional treatment settings that compounds their original condition. We provide alternatives that respect the distinct nature of prescribed medication dependence and withdrawal. Honoring the brain's healing timeline. The brain possesses remarkable neuroplasticity and intrinsic healing capabilities that can recover from significant neurological injuries, including those caused by psychiatric medications. The journey of healing from medication-induced neurological injury begins with acceptance of present circumstances while maintaining hope for progressive recovery. Healing from benzodiazepine injury and other medication-induced neurological damage is rarely linear, instead following patterns of improvement, plateau, temporary regression, and further improvement. Each person's nervous system heals at its own unique pace, with recovery timelines varying dramatically between individuals. The medical system's expectation for rapid resolution of symptoms fundamentally misaligns with the reality of neurological healing processes. We educate patients, families, and other providers about realistic healing timelines that may extend months or years beyond medication discontinuation. Even in cases of severe or protracted withdrawal, continued healing remains possible as long as conditions support neurological recovery. We maintain therapeutic optimism and patient hope even in prolonged cases, while acknowledging the reality of current suffering. Comprehensive treatment beyond medication management. Our practice addresses a range of conditions beyond medication dependence, including opioid use disorder, alcohol use disorder, and food addiction. We recognize that compulsive eating patterns share neurological similarities with substance addictions and require specialized treatment approaches. Medication-assisted treatment, MAT, for opioid dependence significantly reduces mortality and improves quality of life. Similarly, medication approaches for alcohol use disorder, including the Sinclair method, are valuable tools for recovery. For those struggling with food addiction and binge eating disorders, we offer personalized treatment plans that acknowledge the addictive nature of certain eating patterns. Our approach may include GLP-1 agonists and other medications when appropriate, combined with behavioral strategies. Recovery from all these conditions involves the whole person, mind, body, and lifestyle. Physical activity, mindfulness techniques, and nutritional support complement medication management approaches. Education as a cornerstone of effective treatment. Comprehensive patient education is not merely an adjunct to treatment but a fundamental therapeutic intervention. Medical knowledge should not remain the exclusive domain of healthcare providers but should be shared generously with patients in language they can understand and apply. An educated patient becomes their own best advocate when navigating complex healthcare systems. Understanding the neurobiological mechanisms of their condition helps patients distinguish between expected symptoms and complications requiring intervention. For patients with medication dependence and withdrawal, education demystifies their experience and counters the gaslighting many have faced. Education reduces fear by replacing catastrophic thinking with clear understanding and predictable expectations. The process of education itself creates therapeutic alliance by demonstrating respect for the patient's intelligence and right to understand their own condition. We prioritize thorough, accessible education about conditions, medications, neurophysiology, and treatment options as an essential component of every therapeutic plan.